It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal Capaccio joining us on the Western Hotline as we continue to move forward toward Monday Night Football. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good.
You know.
Good.
Was shocked at the news of the Robert Saleh firing. I mean, or whatever, taken off guard. Like, what? Oh, all right. I guess they're going to do that. And the new coach bump, I heard Chris Brown with a stat on that. I believe it was 16-13 for coaches fired midseason. That maybe there is a little bit of a mid-coach bump. A lot of variables in there, but teams do tend to get a little bit of a bump. So who knows if the Jets get that this week.
Yeah, well, Eric Wood has spoken on this, and we know he's gone through coaching changes in his career. And the way he describes it is, look, it's when that happens, there's a shock to the organization, and everybody's on alert, and you're thinking, look, if they're going to do that, I could be next. Is it me? Or if you have a relationship, man, I contributed to that person losing a job, right? So I need to be better and looking in the mirror. But a lot of it is also just, hey, I'm we're all fighting for our jobs here. Right. And we better be dialed in and, you know, ready to go. And then we're all being evaluated. The new regime's going to come in. They're going to come in with open eyes and say, who do we want around, not to want around? So there's a lot that goes into that for sure. There's going to be a lot of energy. I was also surprised when it happened. When you take a step back, it kind of makes a little more sense with the timing. You're coming back from London. You have a home Monday night game. You have a chance to, if you either lose and the Bills open this gap up and it looks like you're just kind of be really swimming upstream the rest of the year. Or if you win, you're in first place in the AFC East and you can kind of give your team a jolt and a shot in the arm before that happens. So from that standpoint, I understand. But still, to me, too early in the season, probably, you know, shouldn't have been made now at this point, and obviously a lot of questions about how it went down and who was involved and how much, you know, pull Aaron Rodgers had or didn't have in this.
Yeah, be interesting to see what happens from here. And they've got media today, whatever, as well, getting ahead of this game, and Jeff Ulbrich will become their interim coach.
And Rodgers will be on McAfee today.
Okay,
moved from yesterday to today.
There you go. Yeah. Sal, wanted to ask you about, I let everyone know how this worked. I saw a note in Ben Volen of the Boston Globe's piece, NFL piece, about Josh Allen somehow finding a loophole in concussion protocol and not getting a full evaluation and getting smelling salts. And I sent that to you, Sal. And I'm like, what is this? Like, is there anybody reporting this? So the latest on Allen, his head, the concussion, the fact that he's not in concussion protocol, what do we know about how the whole process worked out? Because it was fast. So what do we know?
Okay, so I did a quick podcast yesterday, about 15 minutes, and I had no idea this was even a thing, to be honest with you, until you sent me the note from Ben Volen, who wrote this article and included about how there was some loophole and they did this. And I'm thinking, what's going on? And so I addressed it on the podcast yesterday. You can go check it out. I put it out there. It's the Always Game Day in Buffalo. And I did a quick one, and it's on audio where you pod, and on Sal Sports on YouTube. And I say that because I give a little more detail there, but I'll give you the Cliff Notes version of all this. Because right after that, Jeremy, I reached out to several of my media friend colleagues. I'm like, what are you guys hearing anything about this? Like, what is this? And everybody's like, no, like, what? What are we talking about? Why is he writing that? Who's his source? Where's his proof? What is he talking about? They had some loophole and he only received smelling salts. So a few things about this. So I'm going to be a little snarky here when I say this. Okay. You're the snark guy, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. I always love some good snark.
Okay. All right, I'm being very serious when I say you can listen to the Twitter doctors, people, and the assumptions that are made, or you can listen to me right now, who's literally 5 feet from the medical tent during the game. Okay? Josh Allen came off the sidelines, and when he did, he came off the sidelines, was pointing at his chest. It wasn't even his head. It was his chest. I know this pictures. I get it. Hit his head on the turf, and he was like looking at his chest. I reported this on the air at the time during the broadcast. He's pointing to his chest. Then the trainer said, hey, we got to take you to the Blue Medical Tent. A red hat went in with him, a guy with a red hat. That's the independent neurologist, went into the medical tent with him. He's in there. Now, is he in there getting looked at the chest? He said he rolled his ankle, the head. Obviously, the head is part of the evaluation here. He's got the guy with the independent neurologist is in there. The Bills get the ball back pretty quickly. Now, he was in there for, I guess, how many? What, three plays maybe before they got the ball back? Two, three, but there was a little bit of a timeout in there. So whatever minutes, I'm not sure, but he's in there. When the Bills get the ball back, everybody's wondering, is Josh Allen coming out? I'm going to tell you right now, the tent opened and people were wondering, and they didn't let him out. They were still in there evaluating him. Like, they weren't like just, oh my God, get back out there. He's Josh Allen. He was still in there. I think he wanted to come out. I'm sure he probably did, but you know, I don't know what's going on in the tent. We can't see that, but he wants to come out. And I'm guessing he wants to go out. It's open. Then they closed it again and they were still in there. We're like, okay, what's going on? Finally, he comes out of the tent. We all see him. And I guess the whole thing too about this smelling salt stuff. Listen, okay, this is where I guess I didn't realize people don't understand. Smelling salts are pretty common in the NFL. Guys do them all the time. And a lot of times guys come off the sideline. They make, it's a physical game. Maybe something else happened. I will even tell you what's so funny and ironic about this, guys. Before the game started, I actually laughed because I saw Spencer Brown take smelling salts and use it before the first play from scrimmage, and he did one of those, woo, with his face, you know what I mean? And I was laughing, like, oh, wow, that's pretty funny. Because you see, smelling salts are very common in the NFL for guys to use them to get back to whatever they need to get back to or get ready for whatever they need to get ready for. Anyway, came out of the tent, went in, we saw him play. And on top of that, I was told officially from the officially down on the field, official injury report, Josh was evaluated for a head injury. He was cleared. That's what happened. Okay. So whatever anybody says about loopholes and smelling salts and no official evaluation, it's just, where are you citing this?
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. That's not what happened.
Yeah, that would be the confusion for me too. And really, the only, this is good, like it clears up a lot, Sal. The only follow up I have and wonder I have, maybe you know, is does the red hat, the independent neurologist? Well, I guess this maybe answering my own question. Does he go in with a player for a non head injury? Because it did look like Allen was out when he was on the field. It looked like his arms went limp for a second, but. To me, okay, what's the protocol? The protocol is the independent neurologist sees that and says he needs to be checked for a concussion.
Correct.
And the
Correct.
Only loophole I would have even thinking about, like, okay, did they do this, was he goes into the blue tent and gets checked for a chest injury instead of the head injury. But if the red hat's in there, right, like that means...
Well, Joe, I'll even go a step further.
Yeah.
It was official that he was evaluated for a head injury.
Right, okay.
I reported that on the field.
Right.
Like, I was told on the field, after everything, Josh was officially evaluated for a head injury. He's cleared to return.
Right. So then at that point, I think the only, to me then, the loophole stuff, the smelling salt stuff, like that, you can just put that over to the side then. Because to me then, the only conversation here is more about the protocol rather than what happened with Allen. And it would remind me of when you know, it's not as glaring and it wasn't as bad. But when Tua kind of like, you know, he kind of fell against the Bills and was allowed to return to the game later on, that would be the only conversation here then, right? It's more about the actual protocol and the language of it rather than what actually happened.
If people
want
to make
Sunday.
That a conversation, I agree with you. And I will tell you, I've seen from a lot of Dolphins fans and writing that and seeing that. It's also... It's not uncommon for a guy to get evaluated for a head injury and return to a game. It happens on a weekly basis in the NFL. It happens, you know, games that we're doing in broadcasting. So I didn't even know this was a thing until yesterday. And then Jeremy said, I'm like, why are people even questioning this?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, obviously, because I'm not watching the TV broadcast and listening, and I'm not on Twitter during the game. But apparently it became a thing after the game and the next day. So I have no idea why Ben wrote what he wrote. I'd like to know where his... What he's citing, what his sources are, and he wrote it in as part of his like his notes yesterday and some a column. So, and I know Ben, and you know we have a relationship. I haven't reached out to him, but if I get a chance, I'll ask him. Like because it doesn't even say there's a source that told him that. It just says like almost as matter of fact that that's all that happened, and I don't understand.
Sal Capaccio, as we prep for Bills and Jets practice schedule, Sal, and all that. Is it a regular week with just an extra day?
Yes and no. Today and tomorrow are normal days. Wednesday, McDermott at noon. We'll hear from him today. We'll get injury update. We'll get into that in a second. Practice at 12:30. Tomorrow, practice at 12:30 again. The only difference is nothing on Friday, and then they'll do a normal Friday practice on Saturday because the game is on Sunday, on Monday, excuse me, and then travel on Sunday.
You know, this game between the Bills and Jets, it's a we're talking coach bump for the Jets maybe, but one thing about this matchup, you know, of all people, Deion Dawkins, who... Wonderful guy, nice guy, happy-go-lucky, hates the Jets, right? There's bad blood here. So while the Jets might get a coach bump, the Bills, when it comes to intensity, I think they frequently get a Jets bump because there's something – he flat-out says he does not respect players on their defensive line, you know? And I don't know if they're going to be coming after Josh extra hard or if he's going to be ready to defend him, but Dawkins is not one to shy away from this and even kind of mock them for firing their coach yesterday.
Whatever he – yeah, I mean, he said – what did he write yesterday? I don't had it earlier. Truth comes out or something. I don't know. Something I told y'all. I have to go back and look exactly what he wrote. You guys can tell me. But I was a little surprised. You know, I mean, it's just kind of not out of the normal playbook of, you know, how the Bills operate a lot of times. But he's also not been very shy at all about his disdain for the Jets. Remember, this stems back from last year with, was it Clemens? There was a fight going into the tunnel. And then he went on a podcast and he really kind of went off on all of them. And, you know, he talked about, guys that he does respect, and I think Sauce and one of them, and Sauce had something back or whatever, and they went back and forth a little bit. And then we had a, when then he signed his extension, remember that, when he signed an extension, and we had a Zoom call with him. And I asked him straight up if he regretted any of that, and he was like, why would I regret it, Sal? Like, why? And I said, I don't know. I'm asking you if you regret it. He's like, no, I said what I said, and he doubled down on it. So, yeah, this is a really interesting subplot storyline to this game. Yeah.
All right, Monday Night Football, another primetime game, and then we're into the Sundays at 1. I mean, we're really hitting a home stretch here, so one more late night for you getting back and all that. But, well, all right, we'll be listening. McDermott noon today?
Real quick, do you want to do a Barnes injury report or anything like that?
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we squeeze that in because I know we should do that. You could do the read. I'll give you the report.
Sure.
Here's the report. We are waiting on yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry, McDermott said both Khalil Shakir and Taron Johnson are improving and they'll see how it goes this week. So I think that's encouraging, especially with the fact that Taron practiced all last week. And then Taylor Rapp, as of Monday, was still in concussion protocol. And then we'll see, you know, where that goes the rest of the week.
Very good. Shakir, one to watch for sure. The Barnes Injury Report brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Car crash for help. Call 1-800-8-MILLION. Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio. When we return, the Sabres are here with some of their food. There's new food at the arena again. Hot Dog of the Day is back.
Let's go.
They brought the Hot Dog of the Day for tomorrow.
Did they?
Yeah, we get an early look at the Hot Dog of the Day.
L.A.?
L.A. Yeah. Yep. So
L.A. dog.
We discussed, would they bring in the Dominator Burger, which is like 1,000 pounds of beef and bacon. And there is a Dominator Burger in this building. And we got to convince Josh to take that thing down.
I will take it down.
You're going to take it down?
I will attempt
to take
it down.
All right. Good. 803-0550 on WGR. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.